And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon. As always, I am working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pack your head full of knowledge. I'm going to get inside of your mind. I'm going to dance around in there a little bit. I'm not going to hurt anything. I'm going to be very, very gentle. But what I want to do for you today is I want to impart onto your psyche that if you're going to be successful as a real estate investor, you're going to have to do something called taking action. Yeah, taking action. You heard me correctly, taking action. Now, the founder and CEO of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley, he is a big proponent of you taking action. As a matter of fact, he will flat out tell you that if you're not taking action, you're just not taking action. You're just sitting on your hands. You're just waiting for the world to go by. And in doing so, you're missing opportunity. So this concept of taking action, why do I bring it up? Why do I say you have to take action? Because if you're going to be successful as a real estate investor, taking action is required to get to where you want to be. Simple as that. I know I just used a sentence with a prepositional phrase in it, and I realize that all you English majors out there, you're mad at me right now. You're yelling at the radio. I get that. I'm sorry about that. It's just the way I roll. But at the end of the day, what I want you to understand is that if you don't take action, the world's going to pass you by. When it comes to taking action, the first thing that I want you to do is I want you to get into Lifestyles Unlimited. I want you to check out Lifestyles Unlimited. I want you to do some research on Lifestyles Unlimited. Go to your favorite Google or Bing or whatever web search engine you like to use. I like DuckDuckGo. And do some research on Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm serious. See if you can pull up any dirt on Lifestyles Unlimited. And here's what I'm betting. You can't. There is no dirt on Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited is a real estate investor education and mentoring company. That's all we do. We've done it successfully for the last 35 years, and there's no dirt. There is no dirt. It is all about you. It is all about your success. It is all about helping you to take action. It is all about educating you in the mindset of being a single family or a multifamily or both real estate investor. Yeah. So what am I getting at? All right. If you're going to be a successful real estate investor, I already said this earlier on the show. I'm going to say it again because it bears repeating. You have to take action because it's required to get you to where you want to get to. Does that make sense? Again, with the prepositional phrases. I get it. I'm sorry about that, you English majors, but that's just the way I roll. So when it comes to investing in single family assets, now this works for multifamily assets too, but I'm just going to focus on the single family space. And part of the reason I'm going to do that is because I think it's easier for you to wrap your head around the single family space. I really do. I think you have a level of comfort with the single family space. And here's why I think that. It's because you live in a single family space. Whether you own that space, whether you rent that space, you live in a single family space. Now, some of you are going, well, wait a minute, man, I live in an apartment. That's a multifamily space. Okay, well, I get your argument. And you know what? I'm going to grant you that argument. But at the end of the day, that space you live in, it's kind of like all your own. It's not like you're sharing it with other people, right? So what I'm getting at is single family is a great way to get started as a real estate investor. And if you're going to get started as a real estate investor, one of the things that you need to do is you have to get educated. You have to understand how this investing modality works. Because if you do not understand how to invest correctly, and if you do not understand how to invest effectively, you're going to have diminished results. So that's part of the reason Lifestyles Unlimited exists. It exists to help you understand what you don't know. It's as simple as that. So now that you've become educated, what do you do? what exactly do you do? Do you just kind of check out real estate on the internet? Do you drive around to different neighborhoods? No, you don't do any of that stuff. As a matter of fact, because you've been trained to be a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you already know right up front that that stuff is ineffective. That stuff is a waste of your time. So what should you be doing? What's that first step that you should do? You should go get pre-qualified. Yeah, you should go to the Lifestyles Unlimited vendor marketplace, and you should find a conventional lender that specializes in single family assets, and you should get yourself qualified. Yes, you apply for credit. Now, some of you are saying, wait a minute, I'm applying for credit, but I don't even have an asset that I'm trying to buy. Why would I do that? Well, here's why you do that. First of all, you want to lay the groundwork. You want to understand what your credit report is, and you want to understand what your buying ability will be. If that credit score is not at least 620, then you're going to have to do some things to improve that credit score. So what are some of the things that you can do to improve your credit score if your credit score is not 620? Here, real quickly, I'll give you some suggestions of what to do. First thing you should start doing is paying your bills on time. Yeah, if you're not paying your bills on time, then you've got a problem. You've got a big problem. Another thing you should probably consider doing is reduce your credit card balances. In other words, start paying down those credit card balances. Start paying an extra 10%. If you're only paying the minimum balances every month, you're really not getting ahead. What you should really do is try and pay an additional at least 10% every month, because that's going to start reducing the amount that you owe on your credit. And what that does is that increases the amount of your credit limit, which benefits you. That actually benefits you, because credit reporting agencies are very concerned with the amount of debt that you have and the amount of that debt you're consuming. Does that make sense? All right. Make sure you're not going out and opening up a bunch of new accounts. That does not help your credit score. Now, some people think, well, I'll just go out and get a new account and that'll give me more available credit. But what it does is it actually dings your credit score. It actually dings your credit score for a while. So don't run out and do that. And in addition to that, keep old accounts that you have that are open, keep them open. Don't close them down. Because if you close them down, that can have an effect on your credit rating also. Okay, there's a myriad of other things that you can do to improve your credit score. But here, let me just let you know that when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, as part of the vendor marketplace, we do have entities that will help you improve or correct your credit score. Yeah, we do have credit repair agencies as a part of the Lifestyles Unlimited marketplace. So you don't necessarily have to fix your credit score before you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. You can go ahead and become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and take advantage of one of the vendors that understands what we do, and they can help you get your credit all squared away. All right, so you've got your credit all squared away. You've got at least a 620 credit score if you own between 1 and 4 units, and you have at least a 720 credit score if you own between 5 and 10 units. What else do you need to know? Well, your debt to income ratio should be at about 50%. In other words, you should not be spending more than 50% of what you make on stuff. Yeah, something else you need to consider. I know many of you spend everything that you make on stuff. You're going to have to start breaking that habit. You are going to have to start breaking that habit if you're going to be a successful real estate investor. Okay, so we talked about getting pre-qualified with a conventional lender. What other entity should you get pre-qualified with? You should get pre-qualified with a hard money lender. Now, I'm going to make this really easy for you, and I'm going to actually share with you something that we teach all of our Lifestyles Unlimited members, so you might want to write this down. When you get pre-qualified with a Lifestyles Unlimited conventional lender in the single family space, you've essentially already pre-qualified with a hard money lender. Because what the hard money lender is looking for is they're looking for you to have an exit strategy. They're looking for you to be able to perform in the transaction that you're about ready to get involved with. And the best way for them to understand that you have an exit strategy is for you to have a letter from a conventional lender saying that you can qualify for a loan, which in turn cures any loan that you take out with them. And it makes sure that they know that you have an exit strategy, and it makes sure that you know that you have an exit strategy. Pretty interesting, right? How's your head feeling, by the way? It's me dancing around in it. Is it feeling okay? All right, because there's more stuff. There's more stuff that I need to share with you. All right, so you've gotten yourself nice and pre-qualified, right? What do you do next? Well, you got to fill your toolbox. Yeah, I know. Everybody talks about you got to fill your toolbox, but you have to fill your toolbox with the different types of loans that are out there. So you have to understand what a Fannie Mae purchase money mortgage is. You have to understand what a hard money loan is, or a private money mortgage. You have to understand what rate and term refinancing loans are. You have to understand what delayed financing is. You have to understand what cash out refinancing loans are. Okay, I just hit you with a bunch of different types of loans. Do you know what all of those are? I know what all of those are. I'm not going to go into it on the radio what all of those are, because we would literally spend the rest of the radio show covering those different types of loans. And in fairness, I've been known to do that in the past, but I've got a lot of other information that I want to share with you, because I want to make sure that you have the steps towards your first deal kind of, you know, on a notepad so you can follow these things along. So at the end of the day, you've got some homework to do. Yeah, Professor Gordon is giving you some homework. So here's your homework. All right, and I'm going to go back over what these different types of loans are, and I want you to write them down. And then I want you to do a little research on them, and I want you, here's a good way to do some research. Talk to a lender. Yeah, actually talk to a lender. Go out and get a lender on your team and talk to the lender about these different types of loans. And you know what? The lender is going to be able to share with you what all of these different types of loans are. So what are these loans? A Fannie Mae purchase money mortgage, a hard money loan, a private money mortgage, a rate and term refinance loan, a delayed financing loan, and cash out refinance loan. I guarantee you that the lender that you ultimately decide to work with knows exactly what all of these things are. And more importantly, they know exactly when to use these types of loans. So the big thing missing is your knowledge base. That's the big thing missing. Now, can you solve that problem? You can absolutely solve that problem. As a matter of fact, you can go on the internet literally right now and you can solve the problem yourself, because you're an intelligent person. You're an educated person. You know how to solve these mental gymnastics that I am laying out in front of you. Fair enough? Okay, fair enough. Now, here's something else I need you to understand. You can have a maximum of 10 loans that are Fannie Mae type loans per person in your household. Did you know that? So that means your spouse gets 10 and you get 10. That gets you on the road to 20 single family properties. We come back from the break, more on what you need to know.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Chad on the life-changing rewards of real estate investing.
Whenever you have residents coming in thanking you for taking what was dull and drab and turning it around, making their lives better, that's definitely a blessing.
Become a life changer today with Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297, a 60% off savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And what I'm doing on today's show is I'm giving you some steps towards your first single family real estate deal. And up to this point, what I've told you to do is go out and get pre-qualified. I've told you to go out and find out information about different types of loans that you're going to be able to put into your toolbox. Now, why am I putting so much emphasis on, number one, going out and getting pre-qualified, number two, filling your toolbox with different types of mortgage products that could benefit you? Well, I just said it right there. Mortgage products can benefit you. What a mortgage does for you is a mortgage allows you to leverage your real estate transaction. It means that you're not coming into the deal with all of your cash. You're coming into the deal with some of your cash, and you're leveraging other people's money. And when you leverage other people's money, what you're doing is you're taking advantage of what other people's money will do for you. And in this case, what it does for you is it loans you upwards of 80% of the amount of money that you need in order to acquire and maintain and operate a single family asset. Pretty interesting stuff, right? So at the end of the day, you're only coming in with potentially 20% of your money. But then if you know how to take advantage of what a hard money loan does for you, your actual cash out of pocket can be a lot less. Your cash out of pocket can be like 10% or 8% or maybe 12%. It can be a number which is much lower than the traditional 20% that you would think that you would have to put down on a property. It's pretty cool stuff, right? When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, all of this stuff will be made known to you, and you will understand that there is a better way, a better path to financial freedom than the path that you're on. There's my little plug for Lifestyles Unlimited. All right, so what else do you need to do? What are some of the additional things that you need to do in order to create the steps necessary to your first single family real estate deal? You have to build your team. Yeah, I talk about this a lot on this radio show. And the reason I talk about this a lot on this radio show is because this is a very, very important component of you. It's a component of you. Your team is an extension of you. Your team is what makes it possible for you to own and operate real estate assets and not consume a bunch of your time. You're utilizing your team. You're leveraging your team. You're leveraging their time. You're leveraging their money. You're leveraging their knowledge. You are leveraging all of the elements necessary in order to, well, have a well-organized and detailed team. So who needs to be on your team? Who should you have on your team? The number one person you need to have in your team is a mentor. End of story. Nothing else to say. Mentor is number one. Why do you need to have a mentor on your team? You need to have a mentor because that mentor has been there, done that. They got the t-shirt. You've heard me say that a million times, and I'm sorry I keep saying it, but it's the God's honest truth. The mentor has gone before you. The mentor has experienced what you are about ready to experience. The mentor can send you back information on what you're about ready to experience. The mentor can help you when you get, like, you know, your hair on fire and you're not quite sure what's going on. The mentor can put you at ease. The mentor literally can hold your hand if you need to have your hand held. Now, I'm not necessarily somebody that needs to have my hand held, but it's nice to know that I've got somebody there that's willing to hold my hand if indeed I need to have my hand held. And sometimes I get into situations with real estate investing where I need a little hand holding. It's as simple as that. And who do I turn to? I turn to my mentor, because my mentor, there's nobody better qualified to give me the right type of advice that I need to hear in the moment that I need to hear it than my mentor. It's as simple as that. So you have to have somebody on your team who's going to mentor you. Now, at Lifestyles Unlimited, that's one of the services that we provide. We provide real estate investor education, and we provide dedicated mentoring services. Now, you do not have to utilize the services of a dedicated Lifestyles Unlimited mentor. It is a service that the organization provides because our members have said, hey, we'd like to have that service. Can you help us out with that? So we're doing it for our members. But you can go out and you can find your own mentor using your own criteria, and you can be successful doing that. Many Lifestyles Unlimited members do that. Me, I choose to utilize the dedicated mentoring services provided by Lifestyles Unlimited. Why do I do that? Because it's easy and because I know those guys and gals. And you know what? I know their background. I know their history. I know what they've accomplished. I've interviewed them on this radio show. I understand what they bring to the table. So I am totally fine with using dedicated Lifestyles Unlimited mentoring services. And you could be too. But again, it's an individual choice. But whatever you choose, make sure you choose the right mentor to have on your team, because that mentor can make the world of difference for you. Who else should you have on your team? Well, I've already kind of talked about these people, but I'm going to say it again, because if you haven't picked up on it, you're a little slow today and you need to have a little more coffee. Lenders. You need to have lenders on your team, and you need to have the lenders that can offer you the right types of products that you need. So what type of products do you need? You need conventional loans. You need hard money loans or private money loans. You need access to rate and term financing. Yeah, you do. Depending on how you're buying, there are some people out there that buy that need delayed financing because they're using cash. They're not using a hard money loan. See, I'm explaining to you what all these different loans are doing. I'm still going to educate you whether I want to or not, aren't I? I mean, that's just the way I roll. So at the end of the day, having the right lenders on your team is imperative to your success. Now, here's another group of people that you need to have in your team. I'm talking about realtors. I'm talking about people that are in the business of transacting real estate. Now, who else should you have on your team? Well, you should have an HVAC guy on your team, and you should have a plumber on your team, and you should have an electrician on your team. These are also key systems that are a part of your property. And because they're a part of your property, you should have somebody who is well-versed, well-qualified, knows way more than you do about these different systems within the home itself, and have these people on your team, because you can bring them in and they can advise you when you need to be advised. Pretty cool stuff, right? What about a property manager? Should you have a property manager? Well, Lifestyles Unlimited, there's two schools of thought. Now, when you become a member, we're going to teach you how to self-manage. Every Lifestyles Unlimited member learns how to self-manage, but it's a decision point as to whether or not you ultimately decide to self-manage or you hire somebody to do it for you. Every Lifestyles Unlimited member goes through that decision-making experiment. Yeah, they go through that decision-making process, and what they decide is they either want a property manager or they don't. So who do you want as a property manager if you do decide to put a property manager on your team? Somebody with experience, somebody who understands what we do in the Lifestyles Unlimited community, and somebody that's going to keep you informed as to what your assets are doing. After all, that's why you're paying them a fee, right? You're not paying them a fee just to collect the rent. You could collect the rent. You're paying them a fee because they're going to offer you additional services that you're going to benefit from. Who else do you have on your team? Well, you should have a resident screening company on your team. Some entity that does the background reporting, some entity that does the criminal background reporting, somebody that does the credit reporting, somebody that does a look at everything that you want to look at so that you can get a holistic opinion of the person that you're actually getting ready to enter into a business relationship with. Yeah. So having a real good resident screening company is important to have on your team. Who else? Don't you think the team's kind of full right now? Don't you think the team's kind of big? Well, I think we've got room for a couple more people. One of these entities is a real estate attorney, somebody who specializes in real estate, not somebody that specializes in criminal law, somebody who specializes in real estate, somebody who has gone to school and has earned the credentials of a real estate attorney. You need to have somebody like that on your team. very important, because you may need to use their expertise and have them advise you. That's why you have that real estate attorney on your team. You may not use them very frequently, but you need to have them on your team. It's as simple as that. Who else? A CPA, and not just any CPA. Like the attorney, the CPA also specializes. You didn't know that, did you? Yeah, the CPA specializes also. So finding one who understands what we need when it comes to accounting services for real estate investing is important. Very important. You do not, I'm telling you right up front, you do not want to just hire any CPA that's out there. You really want to go to the vendor marketplace that Lifestyles Unlimited makes available as part of your membership and check out the CPAs that we have there, because they understand what we do. As a matter of fact, you might even find out that some of those guys are actual Lifestyles Unlimited members. So not only do they understand what Lifestyles Unlimited does as an organization, they understand it from the membership perspective. They understand it from your perspective. Pretty cool, right? It is very cool. Who else do you need to have on your team? Well, you need to have a banker on your team. You need to have a place where you're going to deposit your money. You're going to need to have a place where you're going to have a checking and a savings account for that particular property. And what we recommend that you do is you get a checking and a savings account for each property that you get. And here's why we recommend that. The checking account is used as the operational account. When your resident makes their monthly rent payment to you, it's going to go into that checking account. And then you, in turn, are going to make the mortgage payment from the proceeds that the tenant or the resident deposited into your checking account. Does that make sense? And then whatever's left over, that's the cash flow that you're going to use to live off of. Pretty cool stuff, right? All right. Now check this out. You also need the savings account. Why do you need the savings account? Because that resident is going to issue to you a deposit, and you have to safeguard that deposit. The best way to safeguard that deposit is just to put it in its own account. Savings accounts work perfect for that, because you can take that deposit, put it in the savings account, and it stays there the entire time that your resident is living in the property. And then when your resident gets around to moving out, then you can deal with the amount of money that you deposited in that savings account, and it has been segregated the entire time. It has not been commingled with the operational account. Trust me, there are people in the IRS that love the fact that you're doing business that way, because they can see the separation of different types of funds. I'm not saying you're going to get audited, but the IRS is out there, and they did just hire, 80-some-odd thousand different agents? Okay, so the odds are it could happen. And here's something else I'm going to share with you. If you're a veteran, and whether you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member or you're not a Lifestyles Unlimited member, there are banking entities out there that will give you these checking and these savings accounts for free. And all you have to do is prove that you're a veteran. How do you prove you're a veteran? Well, if you're like me, you have a DD-214, and you can take that DD-214, which is a discharge document from the United States military saying that you served honorably, and you can take that document down to the bank and prove that you're a veteran, and they will issue you free checking and free savings accounts, and you can get as many as you want. Pretty cool, right? Now they may have a cap on the number that you can get, but think about it. If you can own 10 single family houses yourself, and your spouse can own 10 single family houses, that's 20 single family houses. Do you think you can get 20 different checking accounts and 20 different savings accounts from a bank that would assist you with, accounting and doing the cash flow of your business? I think it's possible. As a matter of fact, I know Lifestyles Unlimited members that do exactly that. Where do you think I got the idea from? That's exactly where I got the idea from, my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. At the end of the day, if you want to do what I'm doing, if you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, if you want to take the first steps towards your first deal, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.